On this day after Election Day, we are very pleased and fortunate to have with us with some prospective Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. And you know how usually on the day after election we ask, any surprises? I can tell you, yes, there were.
Yeah, right there on the headline of the Buffalo News this morning, isn't it? All right, Bob, you know, Bob, it's interesting because you have what you write in the paper, and then, of course, you're always talking to people who are involved in a lot of maybe what their thoughts don't always get into the columns, do they? But secretly, did Republicans, the local Republicans that you've been talking to, did they think that this was going to happen, that Donald Trump would win the presidential election?
I don't think that there were a lot of Republicans that did, Jay. I'm sure there were not a lot of Republicans who thought that he would go all the way and did what he did last night. But there were some people like Carl Palladino, one of his staunchest Erie County supporters, one of his staunchest New York State supporters, who absolutely saw it coming and saw something that nobody else did, including the pollsters.
You mentioned the pollsters. Okay, now, I've been trying to follow Real Clear Politics. Does a great job of listing all the polls, and for the most part, they were all leaning Clinton right up to the end. L.A. Times, I want to point out, almost from day one, was predicting a Trump popular majority victory. But that, all that being stated, you've been dealing with polls your whole life. Is there something to be said now about polling methods and maybe a need to change and change expectations?
Well, I think this is going to be one of the most talked about subjects after the election because, just as you point out, Jay, so many of them were just flat out wrong. And I'm wondering if the theory about people who just would not tell a pollster that they were going to vote for Trump. They just maybe felt sheepish about it or something. And that was a theory early on, and I think that has to be really explored more deeply now because something happened, and something happened that people were either not contacted correctly or maybe just didn't give the right answer. But it certainly is going to bring pollsters back to square one, I think.
One of the local elections that we've been talking about from the beginning was that state Senate race in the 60th district between Amber Small and Chris Jacobs. In the end, it didn't look like much of a race at all, with Chris Jacobs winning fairly easily last night. Some of your thoughts about how that all played out.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to we saw that when there weren't a lot of Albany dollars going into that, or they started to dry up as far as Amber Small's campaign is concerned anyway. And I think it also does go back to the fact that Chris Jacobs has been a proven commodity in Erie County as a crossover candidate, if you will, a Republican who can attract Democratic votes, and he had done it twice before as county clerk. I think that was really the big selling thing. If you remember back to April, when all of the Albany and local Democrats were working so hard to get Chris Jacobs to be their candidate, they knew they had something good on their hands, I think, here.
And then finally, Bob, I'm going to put you somewhat on the spot here in regards back to the presidential election. And again, the fact that, you know, understanding that you talk to a lot of people, I'm sure you're inundated at times with commentary. This presidential election, when you really look at it and what you've been hearing from people throughout, what stands out for you?
It just stands out as the most amazing and bizarre election that any of us have ever been associated with. I can't imagine it getting any more bizarre, and that's right from Trump getting into this to Trump breezing through the primaries to Trump actually scoring a humongous victory over one of the most famous woman in the world. And nixing the chance for the historic accomplishment on her part as the first woman. So I guess you have to hand it to Donald Trump. You have to, whether you agree with him or not, you have to acknowledge that he saw something and he saw a way to do it that was different from the way anybody else would do it and succeeded.
Bob McCarthy, thank you very much for your time and perspective throughout this election season, and we look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Thank you.